Hello, and welcome to the Super Simple Homeschool Podcast, where we help you find purpose in your homeschool while keeping it super simple. I'm your host, Jenny Hedrick, and today we are going to talk about some simple things you can do to keep your homeschool affordable. We live in an age of information. We can learn about anything we want in a matter of minutes. This can be both a good thing and a bad thing. Think about the last time you learned something new. Perhaps it was how to bake sourdough, how to crochet, how to start a podcast, or something else. I guess you know what I've been learning. Well, how did you learn it? I'm guessing you didn't go out and spend money on a curriculum. Yet, when we think about homeschooling our kids, the task seems so great and so overwhelming. We scour the internet and Facebook groups in our quest to find the perfect curriculum. For more on that topic, listen to episode 1, The Search for the Perfect Curriculum. I think you'll like it. But can we find everything we need to teach our kids what they need to know without depending on expensive curricula? Each state has different requirements around homeschooling, but most do require that you teach a set of standard school subjects like math, reading and writing, history, science, and civics. To find out what is required in your state, check out the Homeschool Legal Defense Association's website, linked in the show notes. Once you know what is required, you can start to think about how you want to teach these subjects. First, let's talk about your skill-based subjects. These are language arts, reading, writing, spelling, grammar, etc., and math. These are subjects you most likely will want or need curriculum to teach. But before you go out and spend any money on curriculum, I'd encourage you to head to your local library. Libraries have many resources for teaching your child to read, from easy readers to instructional books for parents. For example, you can check out books on reading like Teach Your Child to Read in 100 Easy Lessons or The Ordinary Parent's Guide to Teaching Reading. If you don't know where to start, ask your librarian to point you to what they have available. But the library isn't your only resource. Did you know that there is a dyslexia specialist who has a whole series of videos teaching kids to read for free on YouTube? If you do suspect dyslexia or are having other reading challenges, you will likely need a program designed for these special circumstances. But again, you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars to teach your child to read. When I realized that my oldest was dyslexic, that's exactly what I did. I felt lost and scared I was going to mess up my kids, and I ran to the Facebook groups and blogs searching for curriculum to help me. I then went to a popular dyslexia reading program website, spent a few hundred dollars, and waited for my big box of materials to arrive. Well, we spent the next year struggling to get through only half of that curriculum, only to decide it wasn't going to work for us. Oh, how I wish I learned my lesson at that point. But no, I went out and spent another few hundred dollars on a different curriculum that, you guessed it, also was not a good fit. Guys, I had the most success and am still using a completely free program that I found online, along with a book that I got for $16 on Amazon. I'll link all these resources in the show notes, but the point is, I didn't need to spend all kinds of money on a program just because so many people recommended it. Those popular reading programs are great programs and work really well for some people. I just wish I would have known that there were lower cost options out there. Moving on to math. Ask your librarian what kind of resources they have. Some libraries actually have homeschool math curriculum like Matthew C that you can borrow. If that doesn't work, you can get low-cost grade-level math workbooks at Walmart or Amazon and look up instructional videos on YouTube as needed. The point is, don't think that just because you are homeschooling means that you need to go buy all of the curriculum. Now, I know we didn't cover all of the language art and math options, but I just wanted to give you a few ideas to get you started. There are tons of low-cost resources for both subjects out there if you're willing to do a little bit of digging. But if you are wanting to try a certain curriculum, here are some tips to help you stay within your homeschooling budget. One, see if anyone you know is using that curriculum and is willing to let you look through it first. Two, call or email the curriculum company to see if they have samples that you can try before you invest in the curriculum. And three, check Facebook Marketplace for used curriculum. You can find almost anything you need for your homeschool journey on Facebook Marketplace. But let's talk now about the content-based subjects like history and science. Content subjects are very easy to teach using just the library and the internet. Take history, for example. We love the Story of the World books by Susan Wise Bauer. You can get these books at the library. We use the audiobooks from Audible. But instead of purchasing and using the corresponding worksheets and activities, we use a homeschooling tool called notebooking. Notebooking is the one thing that we use in our homeschool that helps us keep things super simple and affordable. Instead of buying curriculum sets that include a textbook, workbook, and activities, we keep a notebook to help apply and remember what we've learned. Think of notebooking more like scrapbooking. This can be done with pens, markers, drawings, and stickers. It can also be completely digital using graphics, online images, or your own photos. It is fully customizable and works with kids of all ages. Notebooking replaces worksheets and workbooks with narrations, summaries, and highlights. My kids create notebook pages with visual cues and written reminders of the content they have learned. The steps of notebooking are as follows. 1. Read, listen to, or watch something. This is the content of your learning. You can use picture books, audiobooks, textbooks, podcasts, or videos. Then 2. As a group, summarize or narrate what you learned. 3. Individually, come up with an image in your head to help you remember what was learned. Then either draw that image in the notebook or find and print a picture. 4. Individually, write a summary of what was learned. And 5. Share the notebook pages with a friend or family member. We like to share our pages with Dad to show him what we've been learning. And that's it. It's completely adaptable by age, subject, ability. Here's how it looks for us. So when doing our history, we listen to our chapter in Story of the World. Then we talk about it all together. Next, each child completes a notebook page of what they want to remember from the chapter. They each do this at their own ability level. They draw a picture or find one to print out that relates to what we learned. My youngest, age 6, dictates to me her summary of what she learned. My older boys use talk-to-text on their tablets to type a few sentences. We edit the sentences for grammar, and then they print them out and paste them into their notebook. We do the same thing for science, economics, geography, and any other content-based learning that we might do. Now, they don't do too many pages in a day. We do typically loop through our content subjects daily in addition to our skill-based subjects. Looping is another tool that helps us simplify our homeschool. Because you don't need to cover every subject every day. Looping simply means rotating through a set of subjects so that you don't miss any, but also aren't trying to fit them all into a single day. But the great thing about this method of learning is that it frees you to find whatever content works for your family. No curriculum necessary. For science, we've used audiobooks, podcasts, and videos on YouTube. For history, we've not only used Story of the World, but also historical documentaries and picture book biographies. For our U.S. geography, we use YouTube videos on the different states, recording information in our notebooks. Not only is notebooking an effective teaching tool, but it is also a great way to save money in your homeschool. All you need is a binder or a homeschool notebook, some paper, writing utensils, the internet, and a library card. As an added bonus, you have a beautiful portfolio of your child's learning at the end of the year. No more trying to decide what to do with completed workbooks and worksheets. I have a complete guide to notebooking where you can see examples of notebooking pages my kids have done. Be sure to check the link in the show notes. One question that often comes up here is how to find good resources for your content. Here are some of the things you can do. 1, explore book lists on curriculum websites. I often go to the websites of different curriculum providers and check out their book lists. These are the books I look for at the library. 2, ask around. Do your friends have books or resources that they love? Ask in a Facebook group for homeschoolers. And 3, don't be afraid to look on YouTube. Our U.S. geography study uses the Homeschool Pop U.S. States video playlist, and we love it. Hopefully by now, you feel a little bit more confident to find some of your own resources instead of relying on expensive curriculum. But if you don't, or you prefer to use a curriculum that lays it all out for you, there are still plenty of ways to keep your homeschool affordable. There is a fair amount of free homeschool curriculum online for those who are willing to do a little bit of searching. The Freedom Homeschooling blog has extensive lists of free curricula. I'll link it in the show notes. Homeschooling doesn't need to be overly complicated or expensive. By using the library, the internet, and tools like notebooking and looping, we are able to keep our homeschool affordable, purposeful, and super simple. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Super Simple Homeschool Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing with a friend. Also, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a future episode.